Alzheimer's New Jersey kicks off its Walk to Fight events this fall in Ocean, Hudson, Mercer, and Bergen counties. The walks are the largest events for the organization to raise awareness and fund its local programs that provide support for those impacted by Alzheimer's. I recently sat down with Vice President of Development Julie Schuldner and this year's Walk to Fight Ambassador Giselle Belles to hear about what it's like to take care of a loved one suffering from the most common form of dementia. I want to start with you, Julie. Tell us a little bit about what Alzheimer's New Jersey does.
Our mission is to respond to the needs of people in New Jersey who are affected by Alzheimer's disease and other dementias. And to do that, we provide programs and community partnerships that increase awareness and also access to services. We have got an array of services to help those facing the disease. We have a helpline staffed by local individuals, local staff members that individuals can call. We provide care consultations. We have a respite care and wellness program. We have support groups that we offer throughout the state of New Jersey, community education programs, and a clinical trial connections program.
How big of an issue is this in the state of New Jersey, and what can people do to get more involved and to find more information, especially for those that might be caring for a family member suffering from Alzheimer's?
Unfortunately, the issue is growing not only in the state, but throughout the country. We conducted a survey last year through Fairleigh Dickinson and concluded that 68% of individuals in the state know someone with Alzheimer's disease, and 71% of those people are family members. People can call us for information, and we can point them in the right direction. Our helpline, again, is accessible to individuals. The number is 888-280-6055. Or individuals can access our website. We have a lot of information that we provide to the community. And that web address is www.alznj.org.
What are some of the warning signs or some of the effects of Alzheimer's disease that people might not be able to detect at first?
Mm-hmm. Some of the warning signs are individuals who may have trouble with activities of daily living, have issues in doing things that they normally do on a daily basis, finding their way to a grocery store or a post office that they normally go to each day or each week, and just not being able to complete that task.
Giselle, I want to switch gears a little to you, since you're someone that had someone close to them actually suffer from the disease, your grandmother.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about what that was like.
You know, growing up, she, just like Julie mentioned, things like we would get calls from the police, you know, saying that she was lost at going to the grocery store, going to places that we'd always gone to. Things like she would misplace for a very long time that she'd use all the time, cooking and leaving the stove on, you know, all day. Just little things like that that aren't normal. It's not like forgetting, you know, where your keys are. That's the thing that people start to get in their heads about it. There are bigger signs than that.
What advice would you have for people who may be going through the same thing that you went through with your grandmother? What would you say to people out there?
I think the biggest piece of advice is to not feel embarrassed to ask for help, and to go on websites like alznewjersey.org and seek, you know, professional help. Go to these groups where other people have experienced the same thing. I think that's the biggest thing. We're so embarrassed. We think we're the only ones going through it. And just educate yourself and know as much as you possibly can about the disease.
Would both of you say that there's a stigma attached to this disease?
Definitely. I think it can be a very isolating disease, especially for caregivers. And as Giselle said, they need to know they're not alone. We have resources that that we provide that give an opportunity for caregivers to come together. Support groups, for example, they can come to a safe place and talk to other caregivers who are facing many of the same challenges. They can come to one of our community education programs and learn about how to better communicate with a loved one or how to address a certain behavior. There are resources out there, and we do provide those resources throughout the entire state of New Jersey.
Giselle, what was it like for you to be a caregiver?
For me personally, I kind of beat myself up about it quite a lot. It never felt like I was doing enough or I was there, and my whole family, you know, taking shifts. It took a whole team to do it, and I felt a lot of guilt. You know, she didn't remember whether I was in Miami or New York. And, you know, sometimes I'd repeat the same stories to her over and over. And I just felt like I wasn't doing enough. But the fact is, we definitely were. But in the moment, you just feel the sense of loneliness and this guilt. And it's hard seeing someone who, you know, raised you your whole life not remember details. So you're losing them every day a little more, but you have to hold on to the really good memories. Our last memory was us dancing to Celia Cruz. And, you know, those are things, you know, she was still there. They're just, it's very hard. It's kind of a hard thing to express, but I think if you've gone through and you know that there are people there who can be there to help you.
I understand you wrote a song about your grandmother who raised you, who ended up suffering from Alzheimer's. Tell me a little bit about that song and what motivated you to write it.
I wrote Hazy Eyes about my grandmother, and I wrote it. It was just for me. I didn't really want to share that with anybody. And the day before she passed away, I told my team, I'm like, you know what? I'm thinking maybe I should release this. And then she passed. And my team found ALZ New Jersey, and they're like, look, we can make a bigger impact. Let's make people aware. Let's do this. So we collaborated, we premiered the song and did a fundraiser. And it ended up reaching people in a way, it touching people in a way that I didn't expect. For me, I didn't really want to share this experience because it was just so sad. I wrote the song on my bed, just crying, kind of, as a song that I wanted her to hear. I missed her so much. And that was basically the premise of the song, just missing the person there. Will she remember the memories that I had and what it's like to see someone and not be able to really reach out to them the way you want to in the same ways that you had them before? And then ALZ New Jersey was just so supportive. And they invited me to their walk. And, you know, it just helped me get through that really hard time.
Absolutely. And you spoke about the walk. The Walk to Fight, is that right, Julie?
Yes, it is. The Walk to Fight Alzheimer's is going to be coming to Jersey City on Saturday, October 7th. This is our 10th year at Liberty State Park, and we're very excited that Giselle has agreed to be our ambassador this year. So hopefully you'll get to hear her sing a few notes at that walk. We're very excited. We actually have four walks. That will be our second one. Our first one is in Point Pleasant Beach on September 23rd. Then we have one in Princeton on October 22nd. And our last walk is in Paramus at Bergen Community College on October 29th. Last year, we raised about $750,000. And we're looking to increase that this year. So registration is free. And we encourage individuals to sign up at alznj.org.
Giselle, before I let you go, do you mind singing a little verse or line of your song, or maybe just reciting the lyrics, whatever makes you more comfortable of Hazy Eyes?
Maybe a verse. Is that okay? Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Hazy eyes, can you see me the way that I can still see you? Will you remember me again the way I remember you?
I
don't perform that one very often. I think I've only performed it three times. I break down every time.
Yeah, so. That's a song that anyone would get choked up listening to, especially after hearing your story. Thank you, ladies, both.
Thank you. We really appreciate you coming in. Thanks for having us.
We'll see you at the walk.
still see you. Will you remember me again the way I remember?